This is TWiT.
I thought it would be interesting to show a brand new app. Now, you mentioned MyFitnessPal. There is another app, Map My Fitness, which we've actually covered on this show before.
Love it.
That was bought by a company called Under Armour, a British company,
I believe.
Heard
of them. They make underwear.
Yeah.
They do.
Do they?
Oh, you don't know Under Armour?
No.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wears Under Armour. It's they're like rubber T-shirts. The UA logo.
Yeah.
All the athletes wear Under Armour.
Yeah.
It's not rubber, but they're not. They're synthetic, but they wick.
Sure.
And they actually do protect you against grass.
Rash. It's like a rash guard type of thing.
It is a rash guard.
All right. Well, there you go. That's all you had to say is rash guard. I know what those are. Yes. Yeah. But so Under Armour bought Map My Fitness a little over a year ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they actually have a new app that is, I'm looking at it for the first time. It's brand new. But I figured, if we can see my iPad on the screen, I'll try to do my best.
There's Sarah Lane.
There I am. So I can say, what are the things that are interesting to me? All right, well, I certainly like running. Let's go ahead and throw yoga in there. I do not like playing basketball. I love walking, hunting. Yeah, great sport. let's go ahead and say, what else do I do? Oh, hiking. Okay.
You love that. I know you do.
Yeah, those are the things that interest me. Sure. Yeah. Okay, so follow athletes and pages. Fine. Okay, let's do that. And then it's weird because now that you mentioned Under Armour, I realized, that's fine. View daily steps, sleep, and workouts all in your 24/7 activity graph. Connect a device to start tracking. Okay, so this is one of these apps that
You have to hold your iPad under your arm.
Well, you connect your device.
Oh, yeah, if you have a device.
Right. This is probably
that's where the Apple Watch is going to be great because you will be able to use your iPad for workouts because the watch is the thing you'll be wearing, and then you can get in. There's the UA logo. See that? The
Now I'm familiar.
Now
with
you know
it.
Who they are.
So you've got all sorts of this, is, and that's actually one of the reasons that I thought it would be interesting just to kind of talk about fitness apps on this show, especially because, and we've had people say this in the past. Come on, I mean, what are you really going to be doing with an iPad? It's you're not going to be running with an iPad.
No, I will defend it because, for instance, Fitstar. I want to see those videos as big as I can. I used to use it on my phone. I don't like it. I much prefer. Oh, look, it ties into all of the devices.
All of them. Garmin, Jawbone, Y-Things, Fitbit.
That's awesome.
Misfit. I don't even know what that is.
We go.
Misfit?
Polar.
I don't know if I want an activity tracker called
a Misfit. I like having
a
big screen, especially if I'm looking at exercises like the Pilates or the yoga. I want to see it on a big screen. So I think an iPad is fine.
Well, it's a good. It's sort of a good, sort of Grand Central, right? Of all the activity that you might be doing. But
you're not going to wear it on your arm and carry it with you, obviously.
No.
Yeah.
But this is a nice place to be able to collect data, especially because wearables sort of snicker a little bit about how the wearable market is really off the chain right now. There's just so many of them. Maybe just because CES just ended, so I saw a lot of stuff that I figured.
Crazy stuff.
Most of these devices and companies we won't even think about a year from now. But with the Apple Watch, and you've got, your iPhone, and in some cases you would have your iPhone with you. You're not going to have your iPad with you on the treadmill, but it is a great place that can collect all of that data.
Are you kidding? I use my iPad on the treadmill all the time, as long as there's a stand.
Well, yeah, but you're not running with it, is what
but
I'm saying.
I wouldn't run down the street with it. I wouldn't, carry it under my arm while I'm running.
But
on the treadmill, on the bicycle, on all the things, the iPad's perfect for gym exercise.
But the iPad is not tracking your steps
no.
if you're using it that way.
No,
that's,
then
that's
you want
my
your
point.
Watch to do that.
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting as this becomes more of a thing, these fitness trackers, or maybe I'm just excited about it because I like running so much, how the iPad will emerge as, this is a really good dashboard for
a variety of... And that's why you want to look for HealthKit compatibility, because ultimately that's going to be the dashboard,
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Fitstar was...
I think everything
really
now...
About that.
You'd be crazy not to make
You'd be a crazy
your app
person.
Not HealthKit aware.
That's right.
Right.